Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Que lo que mi gente, bienvenido a Teach Me How To Para en Español, episodio 9, Como Mola. This week's title, Como Mola, comes inspired from South American country slang. Como Mola means how cool. Mola actually could be also a noun for like the molars in your mouth, things like that. So slang-wise, it just means how cool. So this week, our word of the week is adios. And you're thinking, we know what that means. It means goodbye. Yes and no. If you are a nerd like me and you love history and you like linguistics and you want to understand the meaning and the functions and the evolution of language, adios has the word God in it, Dios. So kind of like if you ever heard the word, ay, Dios mios, right? Dios means God. Funny story, my prometido, my fiance, he thought he heard someone say adios in this episode of a show I was watching, and he was actually saying, ay, Dios. And I said, well, ay, Dios, oh my God. And adios means for God to be with you. So if you research, again, if you're a nerd, the phrase or the word goodbye actually comes from an old English phrase of God be with you. So adios, for God to be with you, and goodbye both evolve to the actual goodbye from God being with you. Another little fun historical fact. If you're Catholic or some type of religious Christianity type little dip, when you, and I'm talking like back in the day, like 1600s, 1500s, right? Let's say you have a loved one that was traveling from afar, or a loved one going off to war, you would want God to be with them. So you do say adios for God to be with them. Okay. There are alternative farewells. You probably heard this one most often spoken in Italian, ciao, okay? And then you also might hear it if you speak Portuguese. So you have adios, which means God be with you, or goodbye. Ciao, the most common goodbye. Now, we have several other terms that, depending on your region of a Spanish-speaking country that you're in, or Spanish-speaking country region like in South America, they may morph into different meanings. So you got hasta luego, that's see you later or until later. Hasta pronto, see you soon, or see you until soon, or until soon I see you again. This one is my favorite. This one is one of those, I learned this phrase studying abroad in the Dominican Republic. My host's mom said to me, nos vemos. And I thought she was saying nos vamos. So every time she said nos vamos, I would say, a donde vamos. And she would laugh because I'm asking her, where are we going? Because she's saying nos vamos. So in my mind, she's saying, girl, let's go. So I'm like, where are we going? And she kept saying, no, nos vemos. And I'm thinking she's saying nos vamos. Another Spanish, I think it was one of my classmates, because my host mom was meeting me somewhere, like, or dropping me off or something like that. And they're like, no, Shannon, she's saying she'll see you later. I'm like, wait, what? They're like, she's saying nos vemos. So vemos, we see. Vamos, we go. So little fun fact. But nos vemos, the nos comes from the reflexive pronoun for us or we, right? And then vemos, we see. So nos vemos, we see each other. And it could be pronto, soon, luego, later, sooner, later, whatever, we go see each other, okay? So nos vemos is not nos vamos, ladies and gentlemen. Then you have hasta. Hasta, insert day of the week. So today's viernes. Let's say I say I'm going to see you Sunday. Hasta domingo. Maybe I'm going to see you on Tuesday. Hasta martes. Maybe I'm going to see you on Thursday. Hasta jueves. Okay? So it really depends on what day you want to insert. But hasta, and insert whatever day of the week or month. You know what I'm saying? Hasta julio. Hasta septiembre. Or you can say hasta, insert el año que nueve. O que viene. Like, insert whatever you want. But hasta, insert day of the week, month of the year, whatever. Okay? All right. Then you have hasta la vista. Hasta la vista is actually a term that you kind of use in a way that you want to see someone later. However, it can also mean sometimes as good riddance or see you never by. So if you ever seen the Terminator films and before Arnold Schwarzenegger's character, the Terminator, you know, shoots up, blows up whatever, his enemy, it actually just means in this case, I hope I never see you again. Or if you're more familiar with the infamous Paris Hilton, like, see you never by, which he would say very famously and people kind of loved it, but neither here or there. Hasta la vista typically means see you later, or depending on what region of a Spanish-speaking country you're in, like in Guatemala, it can mean good riddance or see you never by. Then another fan favorite, hasta mañana. Hasta mañana is used to say see you tomorrow. Now, I know that mañana also means morning, but if I want to specifically say see you in the morning, it is, let's say, the Friday night, I would say hasta por la mañana, okay? So, see you tomorrow morning, hasta por la mañana, because that means I'm going to see you tomorrow morning. And hasta mañana, I'll see you tomorrow. Now, do not forget, mañana does not sound like manzana, okay? My level one students sometimes confuse the two. So, make sure you know the difference between hasta por la mañana, hasta mañana, and just the regular fruit, manzana. Okay, now for the verb of the week, tomar. I actually learned this verb in Spanish class in high school, and it was used for to take or like to take medicine. And when in college, I learned that it could also be used at the bar when someone's like, you want a drink? So, ¿quieres tomar? So, tomar means to drink, okay? And then the number of the week, tres, three. Very simple. Okay, so let's get into some frases. For our farewell, I'm going to be using adiós. Adiós, mi amor. Goodbye, my love. What I want you to practice is replacing adios with an alternative farewell. But you can also, you know, challenge yourself and change the term of endearment and maybe say the person's name, maybe say something different. So I can say adios, chamacos, ciao, amigos, hasta luego, mujeres, hasta pronto, mi gente, like whatever you want. But just practice, like literally practice switching it up. So that way you expand your vocabulary, your listening, and your speaking, all of that grand, wonderful stuff. For the verb of the week, I'm using a present tense conjugation of the verb tomar. Por la mañana tomo mucha agua. Now, if you're like me and you have mucha café por la mañana, toma agua después, toma mucho. So if you're like me, you know, you have café, specifically espresso, in the morning, you know, hydration is key. Drink lots of water afterwards. All right, for frase tres, for the number of the week, I actually used some consonation because one thing that I noticed with my level three students and sometimes my level four, that they struggle with hearing the sounds. And I have a quick story. When I was in my lifts the other day, I had two Dominican Lyft drivers, one in the afternoon and one in the evening. And they're both from two different regions. One's from El Salvador and Santiago, which is the Northwest. And then someone was from La Capital, Santo Domingo, which is the Southeast. And so when you hear their accents, they're rather different. So the first driver, because I lived and studied in Santiago for a little over half a year, their accent I'm more acclimated to listening to and understanding when I hear it. It's like more internalized because I was there for so long in practice. However, in Santo Domingo, you know, I am not as familiar with their accents. And with that being said, my driver, as we were getting more comfortable talking to each other, especially him, he was talking faster and his words were starting to blend a little bit closer to sound like one word. So in my mind, when people hear me, when I say people, my students, when they hear me speak Spanish, they probably hear, right? It sounds like one sound. So practice phrases that have sounds that blend together where you have to really listen to hearing each individual word, even though it sounds like all one word. So when I say, a tres tragos que tome con Teresa, you're like, what did that chick just say? Hay tres tragos que tomé con Teresa. There are three drinks that I drank or took with Teresa. So in this sentence, I use tomar and the preterite, which is a type of past tense. So if you need to practice that, studyspanish.com. So hay tres tragos que tomé con Teresa. You hear a lot of T's in there, okay? So hay tres tragos que tomé con Teresa. If you're listening to how someone speaking, especially from different regions. And I would say it's similar to the U.S. You got people from Boston, people from Philly, New York, Alabama, Florida, Texas, Mississippi, California, Arkansas, Iowa, Idaho. I'm not going to list all 50 states, but my point is when you hear accents from different regions, even though they're all English, you know they sound different. I mean, I can make it more international and say people in the UK, people in South Africa, people in Australia, people in the US. Like, we regionally have a distinct accent. So if you're listening to someone from Ireland versus someone from Australia versus someone from the UK versus a person from the US from whatever region that they're in, because the US is so big, you can see or hear how everyone, when they say certain words, the accent changes in the way the words blend. So one thing about practicing Spanish, I would recommend, if you want to subscribe to Pantalla or listen to more Pandora, music on Pandora, I would recommend picking a dialect or regional accent that you like to hear the most. So for me, it's the Caribbean. Okay, so if you're more into wanting to hear accents from different regions of Spain, do that and practice, because when you're listening to videos, like for example, if you go to conjuguemos.com, they have videos like for practicing listening, and then they tell you the country. So you can practice listening to Dominican, Puerto Rican, Mexican, Spain, Spanish, like all those different countries, so that way you can get the ear ready to hear all those different sounds. Okay, so for the song of the week, it's La Arena por Cristina Aguilera. Take a listen. I hope you enjoy. Don't forget, use lyrics training, wordreference.com, study Spanish, conjuguemos, all those resources. Okay, don't forget, Pero Like, Me Too, Learning Espanol, are all on Instagram. Using your resources is one of the best ways you can help yourself to expand your knowledge of not just the linguistical aspects of the language, but also the cultural aspects of the language. So enjoy, amigos.
¿Dónde están mis reinas? ¡Eso! Sé que tú vives de placeres, que te llueven las mujeres y caminas sin paraguas, no te importa a quién hieres. Yo sé que al final del día, por las noches tú me piensas, eres más que un desquerado, un bandido y sin vergüenza. Por eso vas a rodar,
por eso vas a rodar,
como aquella piedra en tu camino. Por eso vas a rodar,
por eso vas a rodar,
pero no vas a encontrarme en tu destino. Lloré, y lloré, y lloré.
Okay, amigos, I hope you enjoyed this week's lesson for Coma Mola, episode 9, Teach Me How to Para en Español. I hope you enjoyed the song of the week, La Reina, por Cristina Aguilera. Don't forget, practice all your vocab, your verbs, use your resources, studyspanish.com, lyricslearning.com. Okay, chicos, I hope to see you next week. Ciao.